Daddy started that furniture store in 1949, and Tom Perryman was a DJ at KSIJ, which was they promoted the young stars from the Louisiana Hayride, and Tom and Daddy was advertising at KSIJ. Tom Perryman was in there all the time, and I remember sitting and talking to him, and he said, "Well, we can get Elvis and Johnny Cash for $75. He was trying to promote them, and Daddy had a big old parking lot out in front of the store, and he wanted him to do that for Johnny Cash and Elvis. And he said, "Well, no, they'll never amount to anything." And of course, they went on and did the big thing. But I remember that back in the, let's see, Elvis was playing all the juke joints over there in Gladewater in 1954. And that's when Tom Perryman was promoting them. So that was exciting. Well, the T&P Railroad had their main office here in Longview way back there in the 30s and 20s. And they had a roundhouse there, you know, where you could turn the engine around. It'd get on that roundhouse and it'd turn it back out going the other way. And then they moved it, I don't know where, I guess to Tyler, the main office, and a lot of Longview people lost their jobs. I don't know what year that was, but it was before I was born. Yeah, I went to work for Slitz in 1966 and got enough money to go in the nursing business, and I quit. And O.H. Messon's cornfield is where the courthouse is now, and Kelly, the plowman, came in, and the first person he talked to was O.H. Smeffin at the edge of his cornfield, and he must have told him that he had some property right down the street there, and that's where they put the Kelly Plow Company, and they were the first one in the phone book, Kelly Plow 1.